fund account 4540.2. This is ambulance.
This is ambulance. You can go with that.
One's ambulance, and they combined it since it was the same fund.
This is 4540.2 ambulance, $174,064.96. Account 8810.2 cemetery, $41,679.63, for a total of $215,744.59. Therefore, the Town of Catskill Town Board hereby approves the following transfer from the below account. What are you doing here?
Yeah, so what they're doing is, see the sale of equipment?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I handed you my phone. I'm sorry.
Do you want a hard copy? Would that make it easier?
Do you have a hard copy?
Here, I do.
DB budget transfer.
There we go. Approve the following transfer from the below account. A. Sales of equipment, $41,679.63. Insurance recovery, $130,000. Ambulance band principal, $44,064.96. For a total of $215,744.39. So, I'll make the motion.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Transfer will take place. Can you let Kirsten know?
Mm-hmm.
She'll move the money. Highway.
Whereas the following budget transfer needs to be made to the following account. Machinery, $41,593.50. Therefore, we the Catskill Town Board hereby approve the following transfer from the below account. Sale and scrap of excess matter, $9,348.50. Sales of equipment, $32,245. For a total of $41,493.50. I make the motion.
Second.
Second from Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Clerk will notify Finance to make the transfer.
Whereas, am I doing that one too?
Which one you got now?
Winter seasonal help.
Oh, the hire, sure.
All right. Highway Superintendent Beers wishes to hire winter seasonal help, and whereas he wishes to hire Sean
Gaida.
G-A-I-D-A.
G-A-I-D-A.
His effective date will be December 17th. I make the motion.
Second.
Second from Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Can you let Sean know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, code. We are moving forward. Code enforcement fee schedule include. I'm sorry. This is not the one I was thinking of. So, the private residences and commercial residences, we've been charging the same for certificate of occupancy searches. And what Elliot recommends, because commercial properties have a lot of multiple buildings, he would like to see us adjust our pricing. Per building would be too hard to track. So he is recommending our current fee is $125 per search, regardless of the property type. What he would like to do is do $125 for residential and $200 for commercial property. And it will acknowledge and recognize the amount of effort that they've been putting into the multiple buildings.
Make the motion.
Any discussion? Anybody have
yes.
any questions?
Okay. Yeah. I would like to see it go by square footage or something, not just lump. You know, you got some small businesses and big business.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be a square differential by a square footage on the commercial.
Okay. Why don't we take that back
to
him?
Up to X amount of square feet, you know, versus
And the square footage shows up easily on the application?
Yeah, it should.
All right. So I'll ask him to work up, see if he can get a trend.
Sorry.
Block somebody out.
Yeah, he's got
in the back
multiple buildings.
That's me.
If I could make a suggestion, a minimum fee with a square footage above a certain amount, so that it's a commercial business, you're still getting the fee that you want for commercials, and then if it's a large commercial,
right. Yeah, and that's basically what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then I'll let you guys pull that through.
We'll table that.
You'll table that. We did not have to do a resolution on the software, but I just want you to know that the software is underway for the code. Mm-hmm. So the three bids that he had, one was $85 and it cost $17,000 a year to update it. And this one is right smack in the middle, and both WebJogger, and I think you may, I don't know if it was you I talked to, but have worked with Multicity, I think it is, or Multicity. But anyway, so they'll move forward on that and keep you guys obviously informed during the transition. George, do you have anything?
I do. I know we declared the ambulance that was totaled, we declared that surplus, but I don't think we declared the other vehicles that we've replaced.
Okay.
So there are three vehicles there.
2006 Ford Expedition, a 2010 Ford/wheeled coach ambulance, and a 2013 Chevrolet-Braun ambulance. We would like a motion to declare them surplus equipment for disposal purposes.
Motion.
Second. Motion from Patrick, second from Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried.
I would also like to say thank you, Madam Supervisor, for your trust, your leadership, and most importantly, your support of the ambulance service. I thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of the staff, we thank you.
It was a pleasure working with you. We have come to a positive place on our memorandum of agreement for a 3-year contract, and it's been a pleasure, and they truly are first responders, and I thank you. It's been a pleasure. You want to go?
Sorry.
This is Travis, for anyone who doesn't know him.
Just for the
our son.
Change order, or is this for the personal service, professional
service?
We have two in front of
us. We have two.
And both of these are follow-up to the amendment to the MAP plan report. The information that was provided when you guys approved that was here. These are documents that are following up from that that need to go to EOC. So the first one is a change order for Luisi Brothers in the amount of $300,000, and that is for additional grinder pumps, end-of-year plantings, some additional gravity sewer pipe, and some connections that were outside of the original scope. And then the second one is an engineering agreement amendment, but now it's $155,000 for Delaware Engineering. And that is to get us through to the end of the project through long-term closing through the bar stream being installed at the village as well. So again, both of those were part of the amendment to the MAP plan report, and these are documents to go to EFC.
So how close are we to hitting the limit?
The total limit? We are still, when we apply the grant and we factor in what the pricing is going to be for the individual homeowner, we're still underneath that original estimate that we had put out. We're just over $14 million at this point. I think we were 12.5 when we first started. The grant, I think, was $3.5 million. So when we apply that, we're still in shape.
I know the per EDU fee with sewer and everything is still considerably less than what we originally projected.
Yeah, I think the original projection was like
900, I think. Yeah, we're not, the material that I think we've added comes to like $20, an additional $20. to the resident.
I still think the total bill is like $640, including disposal, so
yeah, I've
it's still hundreds less than what we originally predicted.
Oh, for the, yes.
We're at $911 or $670.
Yeah.
That's with these changes.
Right.
Heck of a job.
Almost done.
Can't take all the credit, but...
You thought you were away, and then we pulled you back.
The final... No matter what he says, it beats a landfill, okay?
Yes.
And the final number is probably in the fall. So the bids are out for the screen. And it'll just take time for this to go through for the fall. We'll finish up.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. And I will piggyback off of the thank you to everybody on the side of the year, but specifically to you, Dorian. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
We're going to write a book.
Yes, we are.
So, these two.
So, I will entertain a motion for resolution on the $300,000 for Louise.
Motion.
Motion from Jared. Second?
Second.
Second from Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. And the second one is for the amendment to Delaware Engineering's professional services contract in the amount of $155,000 to get us through to the end of the project. I will entertain a motion.
Motion.
Motion from Dawn. Second?
Second.
Second from Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Resolution is carried. Excellent. Is this my last one? You got another one.
Well, I believe, Patrick, I had sent out that email regarding the zoning and the planning board.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes.
So this is one zoning. Here's some planning.
Okay. So at the December 11th, 2019 zoning board meeting, the board voted 4-0 to recommend Gary Harvey as zoning board chairman. At the December 11th, 2018 zoning board meeting, the board voted 4-0 to recommend Ben Decker as zoning board vice chairman. And then... From the planning board, we had a nomination for a reappointment of Mr. Izzo as a member of the planning board. And we have,
zoning board reappointment.
Oh, a zoning board reappointment of...
Margie Garofalo.
Oh, there it is. Yep, of Margie Garofalo. If everybody is comfortable with the... putting these through now? Was that the question? Yep.
Yep, we do the reappointments now. We'll do the chair of the zone board at our
January meeting. Okay, all right. So I'll entertain a motion to the reappointment of those individuals.
Motion.
Motion from Jared. Second from Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. We will, and then you can do the chairman stuff at the first of the year. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then you want this one?
That's the last one. That's the last order of business for resolutions.
Okay.
Unless something else comes up.
Resolution to schedule the organizational meeting.
Did you want to talk about this? Kirsten gave this to me at the end of the day. This is the scanner at the highway department. It's been acting up and has been for a while.
Okay.
So she... contacted Joe. He actually quoted to replace and then quoted an alternate with a, a key, like a
key card.
Yep.
Key card.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. What do you recommend?
Do it.
RFID scan.
RFID scan.
Okay.
With proximity badges.
Do we need a... do we need a motion for this? I don't think so.
It's under our purview.
Yeah. Okay. So Time Clock Plus. Dawn, I don't know if you saw this. It wasn't working out in... out in the highway, and we went to WebJagger as our subject matter experts, and they want a proximity RFID clock, which are two subject matter experts.
They switched to using a card instead of using the back of their hand.
Right.
Which this time of year, working in the highway, the back of your hand never looks the same.
Right.
Which results in a call to Kirsten to override.
Oh, wow. Really?
Where the employee gets locked out of the system.
So with the RFID cards, they'll be able to swipe no matter what their hand looks like. I like his suggestion here on the front where the badge is considered a tool for your job. We provide one replacement a year. If you lose or damage more than that, you pay the replacement value.
Okay. So you can take that document and you can put forward new policies in the new year. Uh, Organizational meeting for 2020. I need a motion to present the following for consideration and adoption, whereas the town of Catskill wishes to hold its organizational meeting for 2020. Schedules their organizational meeting for January 7th at 6 p.m. with the monthly board meeting to immediately follow. Need a motion?
Motion.
Motion from Patrick?
Second.
Second from Jared. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Anything else?
I have one thing to add. I talked with Sean this afternoon in regards to operation and maintenance of the generators for the pump stations. What we would like to do is revisit the scope that the village is providing for their services for operation of the pump stations. Sean would like to do the yearly maintenance of oil changes, have the town take on that responsibility. The village to still continue to operate the pump stations and the generators. And if anything is significant, to contact the representative for the generator, Ms. Cummins, to have them come out and do them as a time.
So do they have a per? Do they have a per diem charge?
It would be a time and material basis charge for those.
That's better than $8,000 a year.
Yes.
Okay.
Cool.
My only thing was, I was just going to tell Sean about this, is that we're going to have to find a way to backfill the O&M line for the sewer district for whatever material, the oil
same
that
way.
We
backfill the.
Yeah.
There's
a way.
We have an O&M account,
yeah.
And you'll just have to establish a number, right? Yep. And then just
pull the money out.
And you submit, he'll submit a PO
to replacement cost over the phone. One of those
pumps, like $1 billion.
Generators are, if you have to replace ones, substantial.
Yeah.
So
those
part of the
15,000.
Yeah, like 50, 60, 80,000. Yeah.
Part of the project, we are putting enough money away to replace one of those if we have to, right?
We do have in our operation and maintenance budget. Yeah, there's money that's going into that.
Not enough to buy one yet.
No, but then we still got more.
Yeah, they have
because,
a good
one. Because
and they're brand new, so we better not be buying them yet.
Right, they have a pretty good warranty on it.
The village money comes out of them.
In hindsight, 2020, I was doing a little proper.
Okay, I have one final item that I'd like to just review with everybody. This is extremely preliminary, but I'm going to take a little bit of prerogative with the permission of both parties that are engaged, and I will share with you a note from Renee, and in collaboration with the CEO of Columbia Memorial Health. Dorian, I just want to let you know that the IDA Board of Directors authorized me to enter into an option to purchase with Columbia Memorial for the purpose of selling them 2 to 3 acres on the former Carl property for development of a new medical center. I wanted to thank you for all of your efforts to convince me this was a good project for the community. You changed my mind, and as such, we will work with Columbia Memorial Health, and I will put as an addendum here, /Albany Medical Center, to see if we can get this moving forward. Still a large number of details to work out. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank you for all of your assistance the past 4 years, etc.
Excellent. Good job.
And on that note, it's been 4 years. It doesn't seem like it is, but it has been. It has been extremely productive, and that is due to the incredible employees that we employ in this place. We've got 79 people that work for us, and they bring it every single day. And what I promised them when I walked in the door was that they would be treated with dignity and respect. We did that. The second thing we promised to do was that we were going to put our financial house in order, and we did that. And the third thing we were going to do is we were going to bring some economic development into this community. And we've done that. The fourth thing that we all agreed to when we got in here was that we left all the other stuff at the door. I will ask you one thing, because I know you're all extremely capable at getting the rest of the agenda, and you've all got my 5-page list of things to do. You know I wouldn't have left you without an assignment. Continue, please, to leave it at the door. This is a group of individuals that left it all at the door, and we got things done. We are not run by any particular party. We are in a group of elected officials, of which everybody in this community, once we took the oath, we agreed to serve them all. So the one thing I'll ask of you guys is to just carry that thought forward. It has been a privilege, seriously, to work with every one of you. And I will miss you all in this role, but you know where I am. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Just prior to that, I wanted to say something.
I know she tried to cut us off quick.
This is the end of my sixth year on the town board. I've worked on the board. I've been on the board with two supervisors, and I just want to say, Madam Supervisor, your structure, your tenacity, we've had our ups and downs with different things in the community. You've handled them with class and respect. We've had some people that have said a lot of mean things out there, and you've always taken the high road. And I respect that, and I think you've been a great leader. I think the entire town and its employees are very supportive and happy to have had you for the last 4 years. I just
You're
want
here.
To say good luck and put that vodka on ice.
Yes, I would also like to thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for everything you've done for the town. I think we've all worked well together. I think we've gotten a lot of things done. It's been a pleasure working with you. You've earned your 10 cents an hour. And then some. And good
thank
luck
you.
In your future
Thanks.
Endeavors.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Doreen.
Thank you, Don.
You accomplished something big, that letter you just read.
Thank you.
I'm going to miss you. We've been through a lot.
We have.
I'm not saying a word.
He's doing this because you're way past beating his record. This was your last
chance. He'll remain forever. Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, all.